hidden away in a small village, lived a young girl and her grandmother. After losing her parents a few years before, her grandmother was the only family she had. A story that I want to tell of voices sounding from the well. Their whispering tells late at night of wonders that lie deep inside. They're tempting me. Come in to see and feed your curiosity. The children whispered and stared. And Marika carried on speaking slowly, slowly, an old, old voice so different to her own coming out of her mouth. The children who now surrounded Marika felt very strange indeed as they listened to her, something they had never felt before, a curious, thrilling chill that started at the base of their skulls and ran down their backs and right down their arms to their very fingertips. They looked at her in complete silence, and then they ran, screaming.
If you don't sit down this minute, Winifred, there will be consequences,
bellowed Miss Fortitude.
But, Miss, I was just...
Miss Fortitude turned and started to walk stealthily towards Winifred's desk, a low growl emitting from somewhere deep inside her.
Yes, Miss Fortitude...
Winifred scrambled back into her chair and stared at her textbook, trying to make out the words on the page as the tears swam in front of her eyes.
Here's Mr. Germ. He hides away in places where you eat and play. He's in the water, on the ground. He's in the air. He's all around. And if you let him hop inside, he'll do such mischief. What a ride! He'll give you lots. No, nothing nice. You're sick and aching in a trice, with colds and flu and stuffed-up nose, and aches and pains from head to toes.